Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, July the 11th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. 67 degrees and sunny skies. Looks like a beautiful day out there. If you have anything on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The topics of discussion in hour number one were the fair and projects that people do with animals, so on and so forth. Has anybody else ever been involved in any of these projects? It's interesting. The article on the front page of the paper yesterday with Angie and Natalie, and we thank the Marion Star for that. The article about the River Valley speech finally made the paper yesterday, so if you have any comments on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I have a couple comments, and I will pick up a lot of your time. Well, maybe I will.
Take up as much as you want. We've got nothing coming this morning.
Okay, first off, you know, about the graduation thing, what would people have to do if they had to sit through baccalaureate?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Are you that old?
I do. I don't know if I'm that old, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just the way it was. No one questioned. It was just the way it was. And now, of course, everybody has their opinion, but I have another question. This year, my fire bush, or my burning bush that always turns really red in the fall, it is twice as big this year as it has ever been. Now, my shrubs out in front of the house, which I have three hydrangeas, which they are extremely large this year, and even my my evergreens, they are extremely large this year. Could you tell me why they have grown so much this year opposed to years? I mean, that burning bush I don't know how tall, but it is big. My car brushes it when I go down the driveway, when I go out to the sidewalk to get my mail. It's over the sidewalk. It has never been that big.
You know, that's interesting. I do not know the answer. What I would guess is, back in May, and I, you know, talked about it a lot on the air. Now, this might not be the right answer, but we had such strange weather in April and May. It was one of those things that I had never seen before. It got really warm, and people were wearing the shorts and the tank tops and all this, and then we would have these rainstorms that would just cool everything off for another week. And to be honest with you, as somebody who tried to grow a tomato plant last year...
How's that going this year? Or did you just give it up as an endeavor?
Well, it's there.
I think what you ought to do is do the container thing.
I think you're right. Controlled circumstance.
I don't think your soil there was adapting to gardening.
And you know, that's something now that's got my curiosity up since I learned that last year, is why is the soil so hard out in this area?
That's the reason farmers have to do different things with different ground, is because some ground is really clay and they're really hard, and some is really sandy, and so it just depends where you live.
Mine was definitely hard, but I think what's going on with all, because the asthma and the pollen counts this year were off the charts, and I heard from people who said, I've never seen a year like this. And I think that's really what happened. And getting back to the tomato plant, you know, people always say, well, you got to wait till the first frost. I don't think that ever the first frost. I don't think that ever happened in May.
Well, and because everybody had stuff out, but I just couldn't get over especially this fire or burning bush that's right in front of my house. Heck, you can't hardly see my house. I've lived here 30 years, and it's never been that big.
Well, I think the reason is, I don't know when our last day below 32 degrees was, but I'm guessing it was April, and that was abnormal, because we should have had 32 degree temperatures in May.
And that's probably so, and it could be, and then we had all that rain. I just thought I'd call, and I want to talk about something else except something we can't do nothing about.
No, but you know, I tell you, the only reason this continues on about, it's not even so much about what the man said anymore. What this to me has become a problem is that can we not have our own opinion anymore about things?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean your opinion you should try to pour it around to everybody, because you're right. Besides that, how many people do you ever hear that really listen to the graduation?
Well, that's it. And you know what? That's what I wonder. See, that under all this, you know, once this all settles, I wonder, you know, here's the problem. Now I'll give you an example that doesn't have to do with this speech. Now, anytime anything bad happens around here, you know, a big murder or a big goof by somebody or something like that, the Columbus media is down here within a day. Now, do you think the Columbus media monitors Marion, Ohio? No. So somebody has to call them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that is the problem I have. Because somebody, I'm not saying they were out to get this guy. I don't think it was that calculated, because I don't think they knew him. But I think that's what people do now. It's a form of bullying in a way.
Right. Exactly right.
Is what people do, and they conflate it, and they blow it up, and the media can't help but cover it then, because now it's a story, because so many people are jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that is a good way to run our lives, because I think that's the same principle that kids are getting bullied in school now. And
exactly.
Gosh.
Exactly. Well, and it's just, now my kids went to North Union, and they don't have a speaker. First off, they had 5 valedictorians, so the valedictorians gave their little thing. But I don't think they've had a speaker, just a speaker. I can't ever remember, even when my other kids graduated, I don't remember ever having a speaker.
Well, and I want to point out this point, and I haven't read the article yet. I do have the paper, so I'm going to try to read it this afternoon. But here, if the caller in hour number one is right, and that the valedictorian got up and said that same-sex marriage is okay, or at least referenced it in their speech, then people really have lost the argument that you can't bring this up in a speech. And why was he chastised and the valedictorian not? Because I'm not saying one or the other is right, but if we're going to talk about marriage in a speech, well, why wasn't the valedictorian chastised?
Well, like I said, it's probably the only time anyone's ever going to remember the valedictorian, that speaker, what he had to say.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Well, I do know this, and I have not spoken to the man, but I do know this, that he stayed out of the public for a while, so I know this did have an effect on him.
Well, of course.
And that's the unfortunate part.
And he has, you know, obviously contributed to Marion, and then all of a sudden somebody decides that it wasn't a good idea, and so then they blackball him. And then he has to go into hiding for a short period of time. It's just not right.
No, and that's like you, that's the bullying.
And like you say, it turns right around, and it goes. Then the teachers have to deal with it, because it come from home someplace, instead of the parents saying, "Well, that was his idea. You know, that's what he thought," or even just drop it. But you listen to that, and then you listen to what the schools are dealing with, and it's just the same thing.
Well, and not to get back on the Marion City School story, you know, but the superintendent's about to depart there. The assistant superintendent has departed. The president of the school board departed earlier this year. Principals are departing there like crazy. And I look at that and I say, you know, now is this because we're having a teacher shortage, which we are in a certain degree?
No, we're having a discipline shortage.
Well, and how much of this is people wringing their hands and saying, listen, you want to call the Columbus media down here while we're trying to do our job? You want to, you know, put us, it's very hard to unding a bell. And if you are really concerned, here's what I don't understand. Let me just make this point. Here's what I don't understand. If you are really concerned about discipline in the Marion City schools, do you think that calling the Columbus media in, because I guarantee you they weren't at a Marion City school board meeting, if you call them in to where that becomes a show, do you think people want to send their kids to Marion City Schools after that? Do you?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's just Marion City Schools. I think that they've made the paper for it. But I do know that when people and kids are afraid to go to school, then what happened to just discipline? You know, the teachers, and you've heard parents say that, if I got in trouble at school, I'd got in bigger trouble at home. Well, I don't think that's the case now, because the parents at home says my kid has his rights. Well, no, if he's going to school, then he lines up with the rest of them.
Well, it's
sad.
Well, I guarantee you, if a teacher or an administrator at any school in Marion County ever laid their hand in any way on any student, right, that would be on the 5 o'clock news.
Well, yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, yeah, and the teachers know that. And so if you keep pumping and nothing happens, and you have to be looking over your shoulder to see if you're going to be in trouble, and kids, they don't teach them. I mean, they don't get kids ready for school. I mean, they don't have them. So it's your job to see that they're trained. It's your job to see, like my kindergarten, or when my oldest kid went to school, the kindergarten teacher says, I do not put on boots, I do not look for gloves, I do not find stocking caps. If they have them, you better teach them at home that they're responsible for them. I don't do it. I'm here to teach them the ABCs.
Oh, they'd be fired now.
They would be fired now.
They'd be fired. And I'll tell you the other thing that bothers me to a certain extent is that, because I know, I've never seen it, but from what I ascertain from these articles is that kids are hitting teachers. Now, I get why teachers could be upset about that. But here's the problem is that, you know, what do you do? I mean, hitting somebody is a spontaneous act. I'm sure the kid didn't think that through that morning and say, I'm going to go in there and deck that teacher, or I'm going to go in there and spit on that teacher. It's horrible that it happens, but it's not premeditated. So how do you stop?
What happened before that kid ever even left home this morning?
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, if you're going to have these babies, it's your responsibility, not the government.
Right, but I don't know, what do you do? I mean, besides sending the kid to the office, I don't know what in the world. If I was the superintendent of Marion City Schools and this stuff was going on, I mean, in honesty, if you want to be honest with these teachers, what are you going to tell them? You're not going to institute corporal punishment. You're not going to...
Well, that's because, Scott, they get the corporal punishment at home. Do you ever see the way parents teach kids when they go to Walmart?
Well, yeah.
Yep.
But you know what I've always thought? Now, here, and maybe this is just from working in the schools for quite a few number of years now. What I have noticed is I observe what you observe. In the store, if a kid acts up, a lot of times you will see the kid get hit. Now, in school, if the teacher tells the parent that the kid is acting up, the parent, not my kid, but I think the thing in the store is about embarrassment. I think I've always noticed that the parents' face gets red if you watch close enough. They start talking fast. They get I think they're more worried about what the people in the store are thinking about them and their kid. Well, they don't. Right. So they don't have to worry about that in school because they're not there to witness the child doing it.
Possibly have happened.
Right. So it's a never-ending cycle that, and I guess if you don't like it as a teacher, and I hate to say this, but I guess you find another job. I it's horrible, but I don't know what you do because I don't know of any administration that can do anything but send the kid to the office.
Well, then what's he going to do?
Right. Send them home. Call the parent.
Can't find the parents. They're not around.
Well, it's awful.
Every person that I know personally that is a teacher because they love kids.
That's right. That's right. And it's
and they feel sorry for them, and they try to fill the gap that is not being filled at home, and they get so frustrated, and it's very, very upsetting and sad for them.
Well, I think we also have to say, too, that teachers are human beings.
Right.
And they get angry, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have bad days. And, you know, that's tough, too. I don't know. There seems to be some kind of breakdown all around between the parents, the students, the teachers, the administration.
And everybody's afraid of the law. You know, they're going to lose it, whatever. And of course, my brother used to say, if we didn't have lawyers, we wouldn't need them.
Well, but you know that the major problem here is that honestly, I have heard people who don't have kids in school anymore, and they'll say, "Well, I heard this goes on," and well, sometimes they're right, but a lot of times they're not, and that's how rumors get started and
right.
Bad reputations get started. And I don't know that. I mean, you know, I spent time and have for the last 4 or 5 years at this point in a school district here and in a particular building. And people were telling me about things going on in the school. And I say, well, I'm there 5 days a week. I think I would have seen that. Now, how many days a week are you there? Well, none. I don't have a student there. Well, then, and you tell them, you say it's not happening. And they're, oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I said, why don't you come to the building with me? You know, show me where this is happening. We just got a message from one of our listeners out here. It said Texas is talking about reinstituting paddling in school. I don't know how that would work.
It probably not, because they're going to go get a lawyer, and that's what everybody fears. You know, the school administration, the school board, everybody is afraid they're going to get sued.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Hey, Scott, have a nice day, and I still am concerned about my burning bush. I'm afraid it's Jack and the Beanstalk, and God knows where I'm going to
I know. We still got a couple months to go before winter.
Okay.
Thank bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you're waiting to get in on the conversation, the phone lines are now open. Any reason why the burning bush and the agriculture, I guess as we should say, is getting out of control this year? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears. Interviewer to the Stars.
Yes.
The burning bush, I think I was on the right call because my phone might be lagging. I have them in my front yard. I think between the weather, we had basically 90 degrees every day at a drought, then we had half a foot of rain. That is a recipe for foliage growing out of control, because I'm seeing the same thing. So I suspect that's probably what's happening. But James Anderson, maybe if he's listening, he would know better than I would.
Well, I also... I don't think we had any nights in May below 32 degrees.
Yeah, we went right from winter to summer. I mean, what was spring, like about a week? So that was part of it, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
But let our listeners know, don't touch that dial. I have a great guest coming up in about 40 minutes. We will be doing free readings, that is psychic readings, over the air, asking questions about holistic practicing, I guess. I don't think practicing is a word. That sounds like a Donald Trump word. About psychic powers, we all have them to some extent. Reiki, alternative healing. So Jimmy was on with me a few months ago. He's back. And so get your questions and comments ready. We are promoting it on social media, and it'll be radio worth listening to. You may want to listen yourself, Scott.
So now, what has he said about your future?
My future? Well, that's probably a little bit scary, so we'll save that for Halloween.
Well, now, do you, because I've interviewed psychics over the years, do you have a belief in that system?
Yeah, I believe we all have the ability. It's tapping it, and whether it's something that can benefit society, even if what you're portending may not always be positive. I think some people can manifest it better than others. That's probably the best way to say it. And again, is it just like with, is religion compatible with science? Because I believe that it is. Is this sixth sense compatible with science? Is it compatible with religion? It's all kind of a fascinating study. And again, we tell people minds are like parachutes. They only work when they're open.
You know, it's interesting because I bet this guy you're having on next hour has been very busy, because with all the foliage and all that sort of thing because of the weather, I bet he reikis a lot now.
Yes, quite a bit. But, you know, there's 24 hours in a day, and there's always more reiki. I'm not sure if that's a word. I'll have to ask him if reikiing is a word to be done.
Absolutely.
Many times it's different methods of healing, different methods of seeing what's going on in the world. And it's certainly a fascinating time for many different principles. So we invite your phone calls. Don't want to confuse people, because we'll be using the South Side phone number, the 743-83 WWGH number. You're on the East Side studio, of course. I think we'll get a north side or a west side studio at some time, where we kind of stick it to east and south.
I think we're on east and south at this point, but who knows?
I mean, the fair was like our north side studio. I guess we could call it that.
Yeah, that was a north side studio for sure.
Okay, so yeah, we invite people to listen, and it'll be radio worth listening to, as I like to say.
All right, sounds good.
Give me questions for me, Scott. You always have a couple things you want to ask me.
Well, I don't know. You know, I honestly, this was kind of a calm week because of the fair, a busy week, but kind of a calm week because of the fair. I do think it's interesting, though. I sent you an article last week, you and Terry, an article about the way radio is going. And I think it's funny because we've had a lot of conversations about that. And I think it's interesting that now articles are starting to be published in regard to, and listeners, the article was basically about how a station in Canada was an over-the-air station that was going bankrupt, and they went to an all-digital format, and now they're a nationwide station.
Yeah, radio has transitioned. There was no Sirius back when I was growing up, and stations like WLW ruled. I mean, they still do to an extent, but not like it used to be. And we have alternatives, and with this station, you can listen three or four different ways. Some of our shows are done live over Facebook, so it's an additional method.
Well,
radio evolves, but we still have the basic concept of what radio provides to people.
Well, what I will say to people, and I've been saying it now for ever since that article was in the newspaper, is that if one morning we happen not to be over the air, the reason is that we chose not to pay thousands of dollars to an attorney, and just find us on TuneIn or Internet, because nothing will change at all, except the fact that we will not be over the air. And that's the big dilemma right now, is do you pay thousands of dollars to an attorney to stay on the air, or do you just get out from under the FCC bridge? It's an interesting discussion going on right now.
Yeah, the whole model of the FCC, you'd think they would make it easier because stations are going to alternative methods of broadcasting. It seems like they're making it harder to become a traditional over-the-air station, something I don't really understand.
Well, if somebody wants to pay thousands of dollars for an attorney, they can volunteer, but that's the big question right now, because, I mean, do you want to do that, or don't you want to do that?
As my dad said, Scott, I'm so poor I can't afford to pay attention.
There you go.
Pay attention to my show at 10:15. Radio worth listening to.
There you go. Well, thanks, Adam.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:15 until 11 a.m. this morning. And apparently there'll be live psychic readings on that particular program. Then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:15 until 5 p.m. And as I say, I was going to talk a little bit about that this morning. If for some reason, one morning, we are not on the air, really what that's coming down to, because there have been a lot of conversations about this in the last week in regard to the station here. Do you want to pay thousands of dollars to an attorney to keep the over-the-air signal? At this point, it's not about being wrong or right. It's about the financials of what an attorney would cost. That's really where it is right now. That's the whole story. It's not really about accusations. It's not really about answers. It's not even about right and wrong anymore. It's about, do you want to pay thousands of dollars to deal with this? When you can shut off the transmitter and people can still listen on TuneIn, people can still listen on the internet, because again, I do want to make it very, very clear that if we did go off the air, over the air, off the radio, you still can get us on your cell phone. You still can get us on your smart television. You still can get us on your Dot. You still can get us on your Alexa. You can get us any place, and nothing would change. I would still be here every morning doing a live show, taking phone calls. That would be the only change. But there is a big discussion going on right now about, do you want to pay a lawyer? And it is literally thousands of dollars to deal with something like this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The Ice Cream Social, coming up Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. Marion Salem Church, corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road, or Route 95 East in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating will be available. Now, it sounded like somebody was trying to beep in there during the program this morning. If that was you and the phone line kept ringing, just give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And it looks like there's all kinds of things at this Ice Cream Social. Noodles, chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, ice cream, drinks, the whole spiel, as they say. All kinds of good stuff. 740-751-4038. Okay, well, where are we now here? Well, 42 minutes past the hour, 71 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. That's always nice. I guess anything interesting to you this morning on this Monday morning? Fair's all wrapped up. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to discipline and schools and things of that nature? That's an interesting conversation to have. I don't believe we had any days below 32 degrees in May. Now, if we did, it might have been very, very early, but I really don't recall that. But who knows? Okay. Well, anything else going on in the news of interest? You know, did we ever finish up our last Family Feud question? I don't know if we did or not. We were doing these, I think, before the break. No, I don't think we ever did. Why don't we give this a shot? See if we can get the last two answers here. The question was, it was a July 4th type of question. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? Now, we had hot dogs, fireworks, and flags. There are still two answers left. Does anybody know what the two answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs, fireworks, and flags. There are two answers left. Now that we have been through the 4th of July, which was a week ago today, does anybody know what kids were given on that day? 740-751-4038. This has been a tough question. I believe this has been rolling along for, I think we started this before the 4th of July, and then it kept on going, and we still don't have the answers. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? 740-751-4038. We give them the food, which is the hot dogs. We give them the fireworks. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Patriotic bathing suit.
Let's see here. No bathing suit on the list.
Okay.
No patriotic bathing suit on the list today. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs, fireworks, and flags. We have two items left on this particular list. Does anybody know what they are? 46 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What two items are left on the list? I will say this. Our caller just said bathing suits, which has to do with something you wear. I will tell you that one of these items is something you wear. So there's a clue, finally. It is something you wear. 740-751-4038. Something you wear. Something you would give a kid on the 4th of July, and one of the answers is something you would wear. 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour. And the answers that have been given, hot dogs, fireworks, and flags. What is the missing item? Go ahead, caller.
Earmuffs. When they're at the fireworks.
Oh, it'd be nice if we had those old earmuffs. No earmuffs.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Sunglasses or a hat?
A hat. Absolutely. Not sunglasses, but a hat. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, it was a hat. You know the patriotic hats, I guess, that we get on the 4th of July? Oh, we lost that caller. Okay, so we got hats now. Now, there is still one item left on the list. What might you give a kid on the 4th of July? We've got hot dogs, fireworks, hats, and flags. Now, the final item is a decoration. There's a hint for you. The final item is a decoration. What would that decoration be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something you would give a kid on the 4th of July, and it is a decoration. We've got the flags, the hats, the fireworks, the hot dogs. What would be the decoration? 740-751-4038. Something you would give a kid on the 4th of July. And it's a decoration. 71 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. July the 11th, 2022. Again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp follows this show with live psychic readings. And then today at 4:10, Voice of a People with Linda Sims. What is the decoration? 740-751-4038. Nobody knows the decoration. Hot dogs, fireworks, hats, flags. What else do we have on the 4th of July, decoration-wise? Does anybody know the answer? 740-751-4038. I don't know. What's the decoration? Maybe we will get it here soon. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a yard spinner?
Not a yard spinner, but those are nice for the 4th. No yard spinner. What do they call those? Pinwheels? That they give the kids? Something you might give a kid on the 4th of July. Hot dogs, fireworks, hats, flags. And what is the answer we're missing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's a decoration. Does anybody know what it is? Does anybody have their thinking cap on out there this morning? I know it's a Monday. 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. 51 minutes. What could it be? A decoration. Now think of the things you might put up on the 4th of July, if you were having a 4th of July get-together that a kid might like. 740-751-4038. Hot dogs, fireworks, hats, flags, we have those. What answer are we missing? It is a decoration. Something you might give a kid on the 4th of July. Boy, I think we've lost them this morning. This was a tough category for some reason to begin with. I don't know. The complicated nature of this category has been something. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a balloon?
Balloons, you got it.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Phyllis.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Balloons are exactly right. Thank goodness we're past that category. Balloons was the answer. Oh, we lost that call. Okay. So the category was, what might you give a kid on the 4th of July? Hot dogs, fireworks, hats, balloons, and flags. Those were the answers. Okay. Next category. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. Still on our 4th of July leftover family feud here. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. Five answers here. 740-751-4038. An accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. It rhymes. 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour here. Monday, July the 11th, 2022. 72 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. An accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. Does anybody know what the... What do you need for the 4th of July? It's interesting to me how many of these answers are repeats, but that's okay. We'll take the repeats. Go ahead, caller.
You mean like a case of jewelry or clothing? I'm not sure.
No, no, it's things you would need for the 4th.
A flag? Is that too obvious?
No, flag is number 5 on the list.
Okay, I still not. I was thinking accessories, you know, means like jewelry, but okay. Well, see you later.
Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a grill?
Grill, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Name an accessory you might buy on the 4th of July. We've got a grill and a flag. Still 3 other answers on the list. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Paper goods for the 4th.
No paper goods. I don't know how these people eat.
I don't either with their fingers.
I guess. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. The old rhyming category here. 55 minutes past the hour. We've got grills and flags. Still 3 answers left. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about if you have a grill, you have to have food and drink.
You know, no food or drink on the list.
Well,
I know.
I just want you to starve.
Thanks. Yeah, no food or drinks. Maybe that's why they don't need any paper products for this particular category, because they have no food or drinks as an accessory for their 4th of July get-together. Go ahead, caller.
Well,
what's that?
Fireworks.
Fireworks are number 1. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cooler?
No cooler on the list. No cooler on the list today, but fireworks is the number 1 answer. You know, it seems like in all these categories, fireworks is somewhere on the list. Go ahead, caller.
What about charcoal?
No charcoal. No charcoal on this particular list. We've got fireworks, grills, flags. 2 answers left. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. 2 answers left in about 3.5 minutes, 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. Adam Lepp next with live psychic readings from 10:15 until 11 a.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:15 until 5 p.m. today on this station. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. Go ahead, caller.
How about suntan lotion or sunglasses?
Nope, neither one of those on the list. Nobody apparently going to the beach with this particular group. Under 3 minutes here, 57 minutes past the hour. We've got fireworks, grills, flags. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. 2 answers left. Are we going to get them here today? Fireworks, grills, and flags. I'll tell you, none of it has to do with food. I'll give you that hint. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. 740-751-4038. Getting close to the 2-minute warning here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Charcoal?
No charcoal. No charcoal on the list. An accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. I'll give you a hint on one of these again. It's something you wear. Remember last category was something you wear? This is also something that you wear. And again, the other thing is a decoration. 740-751-4038. Name an accessory you might buy for the 4th of July. Getting close to 1 minute here. 59 minutes. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello? Go ahead, caller.
What about flip-flops?
No flip-flops. No flip-flops. 59 minutes past the hour here. We're down to the final 60 seconds. Something you wear and some kind of decoration. Oh, lost that caller. Well, I don't know if we're going to make it. We're down to the final minute here. Go ahead, caller.
T-shirt.
No T-shirt. Go ahead, caller.
What about a hat?
Yes, it was a hat. Yes, the hats are there. Thank you. The hats make a return. So we're down to the decoration now. The party hats. We have the party hats. Go ahead, caller.
Cap or hat.
We just got it. We just got party hat.
Oh.
All right. Well, we're down to 10 seconds. It's a decoration. I guess think about it, and we'll come back tomorrow. For this Monday, I hope you have a great Monday. Adam coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Whoa!